Zakt de Mishnah weiter, Masecht des Pesachim, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Chem Yishe Yatsam Yerushalayim, if someone left Yerushalayim, Peniskan, he reminded himself, Sheyesh B'yodai Psar Kodesh. Now, you can't take meat that is Kodesh from a carbon outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. It becomes Pasal. The walls of Yerushalayim are the Mechitza for Kodeshim Kalim. Kodeshim can't be taken out of the Yazar. So this carbon that was taken outside of its mechitza has to be burned. That would be true for Kachi Kadashim if it was taken out of the walls of the Azara, and for Kadashim Kalim if it was taken out of the walls of Yerushalayim. The question is, where does he have to burn it? Do we make him go back and burn it, or can he burn it wherever he is? It depends how far he went. Im Avar Tzayfim, if he passed Tzayfim, where is Tzayfim? The Batanura says it's a place where you can see the Beis HaMikdash. Some say that Tzayfim is not a specific place, but it means in all different directions of Yerushalayim. At the point where you can no longer see the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Tzayfim means. Tzayfim means to hope or to see in the distance. So Im Avar Tzayfim, if he passed Tzayfim, if we were to force him to make a U-turn, it would be a long way. So therefore we're not Metriyachim. Sarfi B'Makayim, he can burn it wherever he is. But V'im Lav, if he didn't reach Tzayfim yet, so Chayzer V'Sarfa, he should turn around and burn it lifnei habira, before the Beis HaMikdash, may atzei hamaracha, from the wood that is prepared for the Mizbeach. Actually, what the word bira is a machloitis in the Gemara. According to the Shlokish, it means the Beis HaMikdash. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there was a place called bira on the Harabais, outside of the walls of the Azara. Now, what does this mean, that he burns it may atzei hamaracha? It means he doesn't have to use his own wood. Being that he's burning it in a place where they used to burn things in the Beis HaMikdash, he can use wood that they prepared for the Mizbeach. Now, if he wants to use his own wood, so the Gemara says, he can, but he can't burn it before the Beis HaMikdash. Now, how do we know Bechlau, that if Basar Hegdish went out of its Mechitza, out of the place where you're allowed to take it, you have to burn it? So really, the Pasuk says so in regard to the carbon Chatas. But we learn from there, just like the carbon chatas, if it goes out of its mechitza, which is the walls of the Azara, has to be burned. So kadoshim kalim, like a carbon shlamim, let's say, if it goes out of its mechitza, which is the walls of Yerushalayim, it also has to be burned. So lemaisa, in the last two mishnas, we have a similar situation where someone started to go, and he remembers, in the first case he remembers he has chametz back home, that he has to be mevayer. In this case he remembers that he has hegdish with him. And he wasn't supposed to leave Yerushalayim. Now, in regard to the chametz, we said there are times he has to go back. If he's going for a dvar mitzvah, then he has to go back only if he can still go home, be mevayer the chametz, and make it back to the mitzvah. He's going for a dvar hadashos, so we said he has to go back regardless. And here too, when he's carrying basar hegdish, if he didn't pass seifim yet, he has to go back. But for how much does he have to go back? That's what our Mishnah wants to know now. As we continue over here in Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, v'ad kama hein chayzrin, and for how much chametz or meat do these people have to return? Rabbi Meir Omer, zeh v'zeh, both in the case of chametz as well as in the case of hegdish, b'chebeya. He has to go back to be mevayer his chametz if he has the size of an egg of chametz, and he has to go back with the basar hegdish if he has a kebeya of hegdish. But if it's less than that, when it comes to the chametz, he can be mevatlet in his heart. When it comes to the Basar Kodesh, he can burn it wherever he is. Reb Meir holds that the shear, the halacha that dictates when he has to go back, is the same as the halacha of Tumah. Just like in regard to Tumas Eichlin, food cannot be metama another Eichel, unless it is at least a kebeya. So the same is true for the halacha of having to go back. If it's less than a kebeya, it's not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says, Zeh v'zeh b'kazayis. Both in the case of chametz, as well as the case of basar hegdish, if you have a kazayis, you have to go back. Rabbi Yehuda says, why are you looking at the halachis of tumah? Look at the iser. How much chametz is aser? A kazayis. That's what you can't have in your house. The same is true for basar kodesh. The iser is if you have a kazayis. So for a kazayis, you have to go back. When we say the Isser is b'kazayis, we mean the amount that's needed to punish someone for being oiver, either chametz or basar hekdesh. That's a kazayis. The Chacham, I mean the Chachamim say, Psar Kodesh B'Kazayas. Even for a Kazayas of Kodesh, you have to go back. That's a special Chumrah for Kachim. You have to go back even for a Kazayas. V'chametz, but Chametz, which is Chulin, it's not Hegdish. So B'Kabeya, you only go back for a Kabeya. And the Halacha, says the Batanura, is like the Chachamim.